It's the night before the big Thinking Digital Conference. Hang on, I'm looking outside. The sun is blazing. It's actually only 5:30, so it's not the night before. It's the afternoon, evening before. And I'm sat with Rob. Who are you, Rob?
I'm Rob Amore. That's a really difficult question. Who am I? I don't know. I guess I've known you on and off through the interwebs for... probably since joining Twitter.
That's interesting that you define yourself by
someone
who knows me.
I suppose I'm giving it context in terms of... a number of years, probably 18 years, there or thereabouts. But what am I? What do I do? Dad, two kids, one's at uni, the others are just finishing GCSEs. Do solution architecture as a job, married, and like the occasional beer.
18 years now, that's a lot of internet time.
It is. Funnily enough, pinged Andy Stanford Clark on Blue Sky the other day, because we kind of, way back when, used to sort of chat on Twitter, and you're going, oh, it'd be really good to meet up. It's been a long time since we've sort of been connected. So that was quite funny, really.
You're reminding me again why I'm here at Thinking Digital, and it's been many years. I don't know, I think over 15, 16, 17, I don't know how many years that I've been coming here. But it is one of those places where community is definitely one of the pillars of this being one of those places you return to because it works. Not everywhere I go has this kind of community. I will say that EMF Camp does. That's pretty amazing for community. Lots of communities wrapped up into one. But Thinking Digital has stood the test of time because of that. At the moment, we are supping. What's the name of the beer?
The beer. That's a good question.
It's called...
Mild
1895 Mild in a place called...
Microbus.
I only read that out and said it like 2 minutes ago, and the beer's not that strong. We're waiting for another friend to join us, and then we'll be going to the dinner. Why do you come to Thinking Digital?
I've meant to come to this for years, mostly having seen your coverage of it, Chris Diamond from Sheffield Digital as well.
Hang on, this is your first one?
It's my first one.
Holy cow.
Like, every time, I'm literally there watching and it's like, oh, I'm Thinking Digital. It's like, oh, I've not done it again. I've missed it, like, every year. So I finally got my act together this year and managed to turn up.
Oh, that's brilliant. And, I guess if it didn't exist online, people like you wouldn't be sporadically popping up as well, because it is... I mean, there's so much going on nowadays and we are bombarded with stuff. It's nice to see things popping up online, but at the moment online is a very different place. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh god, yeah. Yes, I've left places because they're just unhealthy now. It was quite interesting. On I created a spoof account on Twitter to harangue a business who were being rubbish. And because it had got no profile of me, it just treated me like a new user. And like the amount of right-wing like nonsense that just gets pumped at you is just like that was when I went, right, I just need to get off here, this is wrong.
Oh, you went in naked and you got slapped by the algorithm.
Well,
I didn't realize the train was going to be quite so interesting going over the top of us, and that was pretty cool. Obviously not over the top of us, over the top of the roof of this lovely curved archway based micro pub. And it's the right place for me to come because I also have a VW camper, although not one of these. I've just bought a T5.
Oh, yeah.
Bargainous. Anyway, this is going all over the place like my brain normally does. I'm going to say cheers. Thanks for letting me test the audio.
Cheers, mate.
And really good to see you. Your first. Your cherry shall be popped. Yeah. Brilliant. Right, thanks for the chat. Where can people find you online?
Robin Moore on Blue Sky. Probably similar on Instagram.
Spell it out, because it's like Rob Love, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Rob Amour, A-M-O-U-R.
This guy. And probably Rob underscore Amour on Instagram. And that's probably about it.
Do you do Mastodon?
Oh, I am. I'm probably Rob Amour on there as well.
He's booked up everywhere. Yeah. And obviously, I'm documentally at documentally.net. I say obviously, you might have just found this randomly. So that's where to go. Anyway, that's where my main hub is. See you at Thinking Digital if you're there, or on the internets.